start with coronavirus affecting the economy. Definitely, I don't think there's any economy globally that has not been affected by the coronavirus. We all have. Internally, we borrowed up to 5.1 trillion Uganda shillings. That is from the domestic market. Just this year, if we were to add up all the debt that we rallied in the financial year, it was 18.1 trillion shillings. That says a lot. But the economy is beginning to recover. We are beginning to recover. We are seeing, at least the Bank of Uganda reports show credit lending is up a bit. On a whole, we're still affected. And, it's touch and go because also the other thing that I hadn't yet put into perspective is the fact that Bank of Uganda had put a sort of a stopgap from banks collecting payments from loans until they've been restructuring loans until for after a period of a year. So we're waiting to see after that year and how the economy picks up from when these big companies have to start making those payments. Tourism has really, really suffered, and it's our biggest foreign exchange earner. We are nowhere near the numbers that we used to bring in per year. That's $1 billion. We also employ a lot of people who are employed in the tourism industry, and we're not able to employ them now because the tourism numbers are down, and that is worldwide. So it has affected, the tourism industry affects many people. Agriculture, people are not able to supply the hotels, the safari lodges, or the roadside food that we're famous for, and all those things. So because it is an all-round, all sectors are affected, it is very, very hard to tell where we will be this year, and also adding an election, which usually comes with inflation. There's so many moving parts that it's very, very hard to give you a clear picture right now. But we will, we have to wait until the next fiscal year to see what will happen. But we know government agencies were cutting their budgets, travel budgets, anything that felt it was unnecessary, they were cutting budgets because they don't have enough money to, keep running government the way they were before corona. There's so many things that, they've had to take a deep dive and look into what is actually necessary to run a government, because otherwise the other option we have is to continuously borrow, and that increases the debt burden on people, on the citizens of the country. And the other question that you were asking is, do you think the country's politics is changing? Definitely changing. If anything has taught us about this election is the attrition rate is a lot higher, where the older demographic has been kicked out of parliamentary slots a lot more. We're seeing a lot younger and newer faces who, who feel they have a lot more to offer the country than, their older counterparts. But we also still have the older counterparts because, they hold the money. They have the money in their favor. They have a track record of performance in their favor as well. So it's a mix of what the country we want to see and the country we've had. So maybe after 2-3 years of these people being in the different leadership positions, we will be able to gauge how much change has been effected into the country. But nevertheless, Bobi Wine has been able to change the face of politics as we know it. I don't think we're ever going to forget the wave of people power changing into national unity platform and then coming and, sweeping power away from Forum for Democratic Change, that was the main opposition political party in Uganda.